This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Police in Colorado Springs shot and killed a man yesterday east of downtown. The Gazette reports the suspect was wanted for attempted murder in Mississippi. Police made contact with the man who then allegedly fired at officers. During a pursuit, at least one returned fire. The suspect died on the scene. The federal government is giving Denver's transit agency another $53 million in pandemic relief money. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
The boost will help the regional transportation district run its buses and trains more often and in more places. RTD has been running only about 70% of its pre-pandemic service in recent years. Now, the extra federal bump will help RTD get that figure up to about 85%. RTD will need to staff up before that can happen, though. It is close to finalizing a new contract that could mean big raises for frontline workers, including drivers and mechanics. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Colorado charter schools now face new rules that push them to enroll more students with disabilities. CPR's Jenny Brundine says the State Board of Education instituted a list of changes in January.
Charter schools can't ask about disability status on their enrollment applications. All must have a website that clearly states they don't discriminate. Their admission staff must also get yearly training on how to answer parents' questions in a way that doesn't discourage enrollment.
CPR's Jenny Brundine. The Colorado Supreme Court has ruled that two Denver police officers violated a man's Fourth Amendment rights when they boxed in his car in 2020. A judge ruled that the search and seizure of Alexander Brown's car was unconstitutional because the officers had no reasonable cause to prevent him from leaving a parking lot. This is CPR and KRCC.